This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is a Joy 94.9 podcast presented by Paul Anthony with the assistance of the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers, Victoria Police, Crime Stoppers and Joy 94.9 working together to make our community safe.
Joy 94.9, a little less straight than other radio stations.
Paul Anthony with you on the conch with the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers, Gabby and Scott. Welcome for another week.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Hello there.
Kicking off with plates, cash, GPS, drive-up thefts, and also they've got your number on a plate.
Well, we're talking today about theft from motor vehicles and how prolific it is within Melbourne and everywhere across the state and in other states. The main things that are stolen from cars are GPS devices, laptop computers, cash, tools, handbags, mobile phones, sunglasses and iPods. And what we would like everyone to do is be aware of what they have in their car and make sure that it's not out in the open for thieves to see it and entice them to actually break into cars. Because what they tend to do is walk around car parks, walk along the streets, have a look in windows, and if anything's there that's visible, it only takes them 10 to 20 seconds to break into a car and take that item. So if it's hidden, they'll probably walk on and look into the next car and break into that one.
The reason we bring it up is because theft from motor cars equates to about 12.5% of overall crime in Victoria, so it's a fairly significant amount of crime. Last year, it was about 47,000 theft from motor car offences occurred in Victoria.
And interestingly enough, the main thing that is stolen from cars is your number plates, and most people wouldn't consider that an item that would be stolen, and they're used for other offences. The thieves steal the number plates, put them on another car or a stolen car and use that car to commit other offences so they can't be identified.
So a really good way to prevent that from occurring is to put one-way screws into your number plates. So you can get those from Bunnings. You go in, you take out the screws that are in there, which are really easily removed, and you put in the one-way screws. So you can tighten it, but you can't loosen it. You need a special tool to loosen it.
Wouldn't they just get that tool?
They might well do that, but it's not a cheap tool to get hold of. It's not okay. Just getting a screwdriver. It's a lot more expensive tool, so it requires some effort. And we'd certainly be questioning why they're carrying that tool around, because there is an offence of going equipped to steal, and you would have to have a justification for carrying around that tool.
And I suppose the idea is that I've never had to take my plates off at all, so why would I have to take them off?
And often, Paul, you're not looking at your number plates to see if they're there. So they could be missing from your car, one or both of them, for a long period of time. And you're unaware that you're driving around with no number plates on.
Until the police pull you over asking, why aren't you? Yeah, so don't you have number plates?
I do remember an incident a couple of years ago where this lady was driving around without the front of her car and she never realised it wasn't there. And someone had actually knocked off the front panel and whatever else.
And the bumper bar and everything.
Yeah. Because they got it for a spare parts or something. It was some particular car, and she couldn't understand why people were looking at her silly, because obviously she just jumps in from the driver's side, and off she was driving, and she didn't know it had gone.
And that's what you do, and you just have to be aware. Look, just check out that your number plates are there, and also make sure that all items in your car that are of value are hidden from sight.
One of the things that Gabby was telling me yesterday that she does is she actually opens up her glove box to show that there's nothing in the glove box as well.
Always do that.
Yes, I've disconnected my boot release from my car.
Oh, yeah.
So when they do open it, you can't actually open the boot. And also, I never lock it, because then they won't break it again. Because last time when they broke in, they actually broke it. Mm-hmm. So then I had to go and replace the lock.
Yeah.
And there was nothing in it anyway for them to take. But I really hate is when they take your fake sunglasses, because they're really hard to get. You finally find, you know, a really good $5 pair of sunglasses, and they take them thinking they're great.
Yeah, well, I have
your
Corey
Worthington sunglasses.
Oh, not those ones, no.
You've got to be careful of that too, because I have a habit of leaving my sunglasses just sitting on the front panel of the car, and crooks see that. That's something that will entice them to break in. So hide everything.
So the simple message is remove it or lose it.
That's the one.
Just the precautions again. We've got the one-way screws.
One-way screws for the number plates. And certainly you can open up your glove box to show that there's nothing in there. And if you do have anything in the car of value, it's best to take it with you. But if you need to leave it in the car, make sure it's well hidden.
Until next week, Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers will be back.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
The Victoria Police GLOWS, Crime Stoppers and Joy 94.9, working together to help make our community safe.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.